square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Balloon hats?
Obviously.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to chat with a guy about something here in a minute.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's what she said.
Hello.
And your phone number is 877-365-3636. This is big. This is very, very big for all the shows here at our station in Washington, D.C.,
really?
WJFK.
Really, yeah.
WJFK, and is it called The True TV, or would it be called True TV? These are just little copy questions that I ask.
True TV.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. WJFK and True TV, or actually The True TV show Black Gold,
yay,
are giving away thousands of dollars in free gas.
Hey, Beth Ann got one right.
Yes, she did.
No, come on. You know, I'm given. I made that better for you than what I was given.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that for one second. But let's not argue amongst ourselves when we can tell all the listeners what a wonderful promotion this is. Listen all day this Wednesday. Don't laugh. The most important part of the day.
Right.
Listen all day this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Starting at 6 in the morning, we will give away $100 of free gas every hour. That's with the Junkies, Big O and Dukes, and until 4 o'clock on this program. Then, from 3 till 5, during our show on Wednesday, we'll give away $5,000 worth of free gas at a certain local gas station.
Wow.
But you need to listen tomorrow afternoon. So we're doing it Wednesday, but we're going to make the announcement tomorrow.
What gas station they need to be at. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Let's get the TV stations out there.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You need to listen tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock. That's when we will have, Rob, we should have some incredible fanfare for that moment when we release the information as to what gas station this is, don't you think?
No, I don't think so.
To find out where, 5 o'clock tomorrow. Then to get your free gas from two True TVs, that's hard to say, True TVs Black Gold and WJFK. The series premiere of Black Gold is this Wednesday night. Drilling begins at 10 o'clock, only on True TV, not Reality Actuality. So I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. I want
sure
to thank
is.
CK and everybody here that put this together. And I'm excited. I don't even know. None of us know.
Oh, it's huge.
None of us know the gas station,
it's brilliant.
Right?
It's amazing.
But you'll know tomorrow.
I'd love to get like an inside skinny.
I know
just,
you
like,
would.
Tease. I
told,
could tease
I told
all day
CK,
today.
Do not tell him.
Do you know the gas station? If you know the gas station, this show will not make any forward progress until it's written down and given to me.
No, I don't
do
know it.
Yes, you do.
No,
know
I don't.
It.
I
yes,
swear
you do.
To God. I swear to God.
I know. I know this.
Do
I know,
you know
that
it?
The gas station is owned by the son of a national sports broadcaster.
Is CK here?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Can we call him?
If you want.
I
Let's
think
call
I have
him.
His cell phone number. Hold on.
Let's call him. And meanwhile, the guy about the thing is waiting on the line. Sasquatch. $1 million. How does that work?
Do you remember what you... I don't know. We're going to ask him. But here's, somebody could legitimately win $1 million.
Yeah,
just
for a picture of Bigfoot.
Well, he exists.
All right, well, Rob's getting that number. We'll put this guy on. This is...
I wonder what you get for Loch Ness.
This is... what's
West Virginia name? Families need not apply.
Okay. What's his name, Beth Ann?
It's Mark.
Mark, are you there? Hey, Mark.
Wait a second.
What happened?
Oh, you want to talk to Mark?
All right, let's go.
Punch up again, Mike. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mark, are you there?
I am, sir.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Mark, I'm just trying to piece this together here. I see someone's going to win $1 million if they come up with a picture of Bigfoot. Is that how this works?
That's exactly how it works. If somebody can give us a photo that we can substantiate that it's a Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or Yeti, then they get a chance to win $1 million. It's simple as that.
That's pretty safe money, isn't it?
Possibly. You wouldn't believe some of the photos that we've already received.
All right, let me ask you. This is how immediately I'm going to find out whether this contest is legit or not. All right, this is the question I have for you, Mark. Mark, is the contest insured?
The contest is the
that
contest
right?
is not insured.
Ah, I knew it. I've outed you. So you really are putting $1 million on the line because you don't expect anyone to come up with a picture of Sasquatch.
But if someone does, won't we all get rich?
Yeah, we'll all get rich.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. But we're going to pay it out if it legitimately happens.
You're going to pay. And that's so generous
thing,
of you.
Mark, that sucks about the $1 million is I read that you were going to pay it out like in chunks.
Yeah, well, most of those are paid out in annuities. That's pretty standard.
Well, see, I think, really, since you know that there's absolutely no way in hell that anyone is going to get a picture of Sasquatch
you
or Bigfoot.
Know, Mike.
Oh, don't you,
Beth
Ann, sometimes your shamelessness astonishes me. You know,
I believe in Bigfoot.
Your daughter's life, you believe that they'll
yes,
come up
I
with
do.
A picture. Oh, for
no,
God.
Not that they
excuse
will come
me.
Up.
Yes, Rob.
CK is on line 12.
Mark, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, okay?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Get
God.
Back to that carnival in a minute. Okay. Let's go to, hey, CK.
Yes.
You know the name of the gas station?
He does. I don't.
Excuse me. I'm speaking to the program director.
I actually do not. I know the general location. I don't know the name of it.
Really? How come you don't know? Who knows?
Because we're going to announce it tomorrow, and so I will.
Wait a minute. You just,
are you signal reach it?
You're really telling. Stop it, Rob. Rob, positive thinking here. Positive. We're excited about this.
I'm sure our signal reaches it.
So
what's
you,
the problem?
Who's going to tell? No, we're just talking about the contest tomorrow. We're excited about it.
Oh, it's in a very. It's in a major, major city of our fine metropolis, and our signal does reach it.
Excellent.
A major town or a major city?
He said city.
He's trying to get the info out of you.
Hey, CK,
it's
like
Chicago.
You really don't know? You really don't know the name of the place yet?
I don't know what the brand of gasoline they sell is, if that's what you're asking.
But
you know
exactly where it is, right?
Yes.
It does. Let me tell me honestly.
And everyone that's listening now can listen tomorrow around 5 p.m. to find out where exactly it is, right, Mike?
Of course they can. I just gave you, like, a wonderful promo because it was so beautifully written, the copy.
I know. I was listening.
Okay, one hint. Is it at an intersection?
I haven't seen it.
Mike, what are you doing?
His water.
What are you doing?
I just had a delayed reaction. Is it at an intersection?
Just trying to get information.
That's just funny because really
Buzz
doesn't have
helping.
To be an
I have a good idea. Yeah. Let's play
Buzz
Password.
Is not helping.
You know what? This is all right. But tell me honestly, you don't really know the name of the gas yet.
I don't know the brand.
Who does? Who's going to? Who is the great possessor of the knowledge? Is it yous?
Megan.
What kind of ship are you running here? You mean Megan is the one that controls? Is Megan still here?
Megan, Mike, you can't find out.
Keep in mind, as I emailed you probably last week, we didn't necessarily get to choose the location.
I understand.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah.
But Megan is
he
the one with the information.
One at a time.
We're talking to the boss right now,
tomorrow
CK.
At 5.
I am just a curious guy. It's my nature as a broadcast journalist. I would never spill the beans before 5 o'clock tomorrow, but I would love to be in the loop because then I could very skillfully tease our listening audience.
And tell them exactly where it is.
Right. No,
I will promise to call you by 6:54 tonight and fill you in.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll look forward to your call. Please don't call Beth Ann. Just call me personally. She has my personal cell phone number, CK.
You know who else? Drab knows it, I think.
Oh,
that is funny.
No, it's not.
All right. Thank you, CK. It's going to be a big day on Wednesday here at WJFK. And it's another pleat in your cape. There'll be a little something extra in your envelope.
I love your show, Mike.
Thanks so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Glad that he says that. God, you're so chatty when he's on the phone.
When she's on the phone?
Are you still in love with him?
No.
Nervous, Jen.
I think you are. Let's go back to your buddy. Go ahead, ask him
some
questions.
She's blushing.
You got some
Mark,
questions
for him. Yes. So you've gotten some entries. So people have taken pictures, you believe, of Bigfoot.
They believe of Bigfoot. There's a number of pictures on the website. And we've got a number of categories in here, not just for those that want to enter one to win the contest. We've got photos of deer photos, so we're giving away prizes for the best deer photos, the funniest photos. We even got a category.
How can you do this? How dare you?
How dare you?
I was trying to.
I'm so sorry. I just can't tolerate it. Are you aware, first of all, what's his name? Mark?
Mark.
It's Mark. Are you aware that Rocco Mediate, he lost the U.S. Open today?
He changed his name.
Yes, I saw that.
That's put me in a bit of a mood anyway. But, you know, during these tough economic times, why are you toying with people, Mark? Why are you doing this?
Well, we're not making any decisions or we're not making any judgments whether this animal exists or not.
I swear to God, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that furry creature walk into your office. That would be something really nice.
We have a few of those around here.
If you're giving out prizes for best deer, then now this is a
Bushnell or Field and Stream.
I'm with Bushnell, yes.
Can you send us free binoculars?
Could you please? Oh, would you really?
Sure.
Oh, tell us about your contest then.
Friend?
Oh, you're my. Can you tell? Kate, listen, no, seriously.
Good ones, though.
When I go up to me, and I need some really, really powerful ones. Could you send me some?
Like General MacArthur ones?
What do you use them for? The baseball game, football game?
No, I will tell you what I use. I sit on the porch, and I look at
your neighbors.
No. I'm right on the water up there, and I mean, it goes all the way like 3 miles across to, you know, to the other harbor, and I look at the boats, and I really do. I use them all the time.
Well, we'll get you some high-powered binoculars so you can zoom right in on them.
All right. Well, let me mention then that don't live in prime Sasquatch hunting territory. No problem.
Sure.
Field and Stream and Bushnell are also giving away great Bushnell gear for the best trail cam shots in the following categories. Write these down, folks, if you're interested in participating in this contest. What would be the average retail price for my binoculars you're going to send me?
$500.
Deer photos, that's one of the wonderful categories they have here. Non-deer photos.
$800.
And here's a great thing, and anybody can do this. Mm-hmm.
Make sure there's two of them.
This is why I love this contest so much. Funny photos as well.
Funny! So if you funny say, is great!
Oh, my God! Let's send in Robert's head.
If you
we win!
If you take funny photos, they will have three winners every month, and each of the winners will receive a Bushnell Excursion binocular and three, or is that a pair of binoculars?
It's one binocular.
It's a monocular type thing. And three grand prizes at the end of the year will receive a Bushnell Trail Scout Pro.
Nice.
What is that thing, Mark?
That's a trail camera that mounts on a tree that takes pictures of a wildlife that passes by.
Wow. So this is really...
I want to offer something
here.
Helpful
be careful.
Here.
Okay, you better be nice now.
No, this is very nice.
He's sending me
$800. I'm hoping I'm in on this, too.
Right, okay.
But if you really want it to work, sir, spell funny photo, F-O-T-O.
Okay.
You know, like crazy glue is spelled with a K.
What's in it for you, Mark? You guys, what? You get a bunch of pictures out of this. You're going to have deer pictures. You're going to have fake Sasquatch pictures.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do with all these photos?
Well, it gives us an opportunity to see what kind of animals are out there and how well our photos and how well our cameras are doing, and we're just having some fun with it. And, of course, it's a promotion. It's to promote Bushnell, and it's to promote our trail cameras.
Cool. All right.
Now, do you have – and this is a legitimate question – if someone was to submit a picture and they said, this, I swear to God, this is the newest picture of Bigfoot, this is Sasquatch, do you have legal documentation where you'd have to verify it and do all that good
stuff?
Yeah,
we do. We've got a panelist of a zoologist, a biologist, and one of our Bushnell field pros. So they would be a group of individuals that have to sit down and really evaluate and make sure that the criteria meets for what we have mapped out. So,
Bethann, didn't we have that wingnut on the show that actually believed in Bigfoot a while back?
Yeah, yes. Me Not Dead.
Oh, yeah. Me Not Dead. Oh, you wrote that
book?
Well,
he wrote the book, yeah.
He wasn't serious.
This all started back in September of 2007 when a gentleman by the name of Rick Jacobs of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no one won't.
Yeah, caught some real controversial pictures on one of our cameras and sent them in. And it's on the website. You got to go look at it because it's really hard to identify what that animal is.
It's obviously Bigfoot.
And it was proven at a later date to be a hoax, right?
Well, the Bigfoot people from one research group came out and looked around, and they felt that it was a Bigfoot, a Sasquatch.
Wait, hold on. Let me see that again, Bethann. Let me take a close look. That's Ed Asner. that's Rob Spiewak before he got his waxing done on the show.
It's a still from Cagney and Lacey.
Well, this sounds like fun. What do people do if they want to participate in this?
All they got to do is go to fstrailcamcontest.com, submit their photo, and they got a chance to win.
Okay, and we'll mention this before the end of the show if you can tell me how many days it'll take for my binoculars to get here.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That'll work.
Yeah, that was a question, sir. I'm waiting for the answer. Yeah.
Oh, about a week. How's that?
A week? That works for me.
Where are you located, sir?
We're based in Overland Park, Kansas.
Do you not have priority mail in Overland Park, Kansas?
Yeah, everything's up to date in Kansas.
All right. Find Sasquatch, win $1 million and other great gear from Bushnell Field and Stream. And it's so often some of these contests lack legitimacy.
He's sending them to you. Stop it.
Now you want me to shut up. You booked a guy, and now you want me to shut up.
Yeah.
Why do you hate this?
I'll buy you binoculars.
Guys,
oh, you'll buy
birthday.
Me binoculars. Excuse me.
We have
this
company.
Man, we do. Who's that?
Him.
Oh, hi, sir.
Sorry.
How are you? I'm sorry, Mark.
That's okay.
Mark, Bethann doesn't believe in the contest like I do, but I think this is going to work, and it runs from June 3rd through December 15th, 2008. Is that correct?
That's correct,
So you've got the whole year
got a lot of time.
To
you
take
bet.
Pictures
to look
of
for your Sasquatch.
I think this is the best thing to happen to binoculars since the
start. You don't know, seriously, I got a thing about binoculars. I love binoculars.
I know,
what's not to like?
And I have purchased, I swear to God, I am not lying, Bethann, I have purchased binoculars from this brand name before.
Of course.
In Bar Harbor, Maine.
They're the Cadillac of binoculars.
How much were yours that you purchased?
Mark, how do you think it went?
I think it would be great.
Right,
thank you.
Thanks so much for
I
the
really
call.
Appreciate your time.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Come back
okay,
soon.
Guys.
Bye-bye. There
we'll
he
do.
Goes. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye, Mark. You follow up. You make sure that SOB gets me those binoculars, or I will hunt him down. I will put on a fursuit,
and I swear to God,
I will rip his eyes out.
And I'll just, me, Bigfoot, yes, me, get your eyes.
We don't want another Bushnell to let you down.
This was not an interview, Bethann. This
was
a complete chill.
Do you remember on Friday?
Did a salesperson come to you with this? Did a salesperson?
I thought it would be fun.
Why?
And it was.
I don't know. You hated it. And then when you could get something free.
It made it different. I haven't had one in the win column today, Bethann. I was really rooting for Rocco Mediate to win the show.
But it's not ate, is it?
It's mediate.
Okay, I'm just making
or
sure.
Or mediate, as I heard.
Which is what we need.
But wouldn't that be, if it's Rocco, Xanax wouldn't you think Mediate might be the name?
I could tell you if I had binoculars.
So disappointed
it
in
is.
That. I mean, I don't mind Tiger at all, and he's been great for the game of golf. But
great
I'm still
for this
very,
show.
Very depressed about good, this. Good I'll guy. Get over it by the time we interview Mike Ditka tomorrow.
Okay.
I think. That'll be great. So how are things with you?
It's good.
I understand you and Katie have been dating?
Well, we went out Saturday.
How close are you?
We went to the movies.
Twice you've been to the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Porno movies?
Well, because I'm going anyway, so I invited her.
She says that you are chronically late when you go to movies,
oh,
and
terrible.
You two have to sit in the front row. You've had to go. You've gone to two first-run motion pictures, and you have had to sit in the front row because you don't show up on time. Is that true?
Wouldn't Katie want to sit in the front row? Because she would not have anyone in front of her at that point, and she could see.
That's a short joke about Katie. But she you went to see The Incredible Hulk this weekend.
Yes.
And Katie was telling me that because you, there's a scene apparently where they're flying over buildings and stuff at mm-hmm. the beginning. And she said she felt like she was going to vomit because she was in the front row.
Well, it didn't stop her from eating the popcorn.
I don't understand.
Apparently didn't affect her appetite.
That is just a joke, Mike.
It was a joke.
I don't know. I mean, we're here all week. Ladies and gentlemen, lots more fun and more. We're going to play the door game. Stick around for that.
Okay.
If you'd like to play the door game, it's going to be very brief, and then we'll have our final buzz of the afternoon. And go to whatever. Do they have a website?
Yeah.
Too late. Yes, find Sasquatch.
Freebinoculars.com. Right.
Google Bushnell.
The Bushnell, that is the binocular and carnival company.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to them. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Contest, right?
Well, there's a number of contests.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, wait. This
not
is
just $1 million.
All right,
we're giving away all kinds.
All right, I'm going to give you the play. Don't live in prime Sasquatch hunting territory. No problem.
I don't.
Field and Stream and Bushnell are also giving. Are